For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to visit China on Wednesday and Thursday. The president is visiting at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. More details about his visit are set to be announced by China's foreign ministry later. Chinese shares have slumped on Monday amid weak economic data. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index plunged 8.5% to close at 3,726 points. Meanwhile, the Shenzhen Component Index and the Chinext Index both lost over 7%. The National Bureau of Statistics said earlier on Monday that profits at major Chinese industrial firms dropped 0.3% year-on-year in June, down from a 0.6% growth posted in May. China has strongly condemned a terrorist attack in Somalia. The attack left a security worker at the Chinese embassy dead and three embassy staff injured. The Chinese embassy to Somalia was partially damaged in an explosion at a hotel in the capital of Mogadishu. The suicide bomber attacked the luxury hotel, which accommodates several embassies, including those of China, Qatar, and Egypt, on Sunday. Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack comes a day after a Somali lawmaker was killed in Mogadishu on Saturday and the latest incidents of insecurity in Mogadishu. Meanwhile, China has lodged representations towards Somalia in Mogadishu and from Beijing. A multi-story building has collapsed on Monday in Zhejiang Province. The building in the provincial capital of Hangzhou suddenly collapsed on Monday around noon. The first floor of the building is a clothing store. Two residents have been rescued and sent to a hospital. So far, no casualties have been reported. Rescuers are trying to save more lives at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. The Chinese government has unveiled a logo for commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World War II victory. The logo highlights a striking dominant red number 70 in the center. Above the 75 pigeons fly over and behind it, the Great Wall spreads in the shape of the letter V. The V symbolizes victory in the two wars. The five pigeons demonstrate the memory of history and the aspiration for lasting peace. The pigeons also symbolize that the Chinese people are flying to a future of great rejuvenation. The logo cannot be made into trademarks or used for any commercial purposes. Turkish police have detained a total of 22 Islamic State suspects across the country on Monday. The operations come after a suspected IS suicide bomber killed over 30 people in Sirkuk in southeastern Turkey, bordering neighboring Syria last week. More than 600 suspects have been detained since Friday in the police's anti-terror operations against the so-called Islamic State. Turkey has carried out its first military operations against the IS on the Syrian side of the border and destroyed several IS targets. One government troop and two members of the leftist New People's Army have been killed in a firefight in the southern Philippines. Meanwhile, six others have been wounded. The clash started when troops met with about 50 leftist rebels while patrolling in a village of Compostela Valley Province on Sunday. The soldiers and the rebels exchanged gunfire for at least half an hour. A man has been taken into custody after a stabbing at a church near Washington, D.C. left one man dead and his wife injured. Police said they received a call on Sunday night from the suspect, during which he said he was waiting to be arrested. The suspect, a 30-year-old man from Northern Virginia, made no other admissions. An investigation into the incident is underway. Six people have been killed and seven others injured in a terrorist attack on a bus and a police station in India. At least four terrorists in Indian Army uniform entered northern India at the Harandar border and opened fire at a bus and police station early Monday morning. Two policemen were killed on the spot. Eight to nine people sustained injuries and four of them died on the way to the hospital. The terrorists are reportedly held up inside the police station and have been exchanging fire with security forces for hours now. It's also been reported that five live bombs were found at a railway track not far from the police station. More than 50 people have died as rain and floods hit Pakistan over the past 2 weeks. Rain-triggered accidents have injured 20 others and affected some 20,000 people. The flash floods have damaged homes, inundated villages, and destroyed standing crops. Relief work is ongoing in the affected areas. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.